Verse 13, behold, thy people in the midst of thee are women. The gates of thy land shall be set wide open unto thine enemies. The fire shall devour thy bars. Now, the fact is here that the men were acting like women. I believe that is the thought. And the men are very womanly, let's say. Or it could mean that actually women were the ones in position of authority. Now, I know I'll get reaction to this, but I don't mind. Frankly, I don't think God is for this women's lib movement. I still believe that woman's place is the home. And I feel very frankly that the church today is at fault in using women in too many offices in the church. A woman's first place is not to teach a Sunday school class in the Sunday school, but she's to raise her own family. That's her place. And women are taken away from their homes today in church work and every other kind of work. And unless she's forced to work for a living, a husband is passed on or he's unable to work, why, I don't believe that it's justified. Now, believe me, will I hear from that? But I'm saying it because I think that's the mark of the downfall and the disintegration of a civilization is when this happens. Now, he says in verse 14, draw thee waters for the siege, fortify thy strongholds, go into clay and tread the mortar, make strong the brick kiln. In other words, at the last minute they get busy, they try to make brick to fortify themselves, and they heat up the water. You know, the way they did it, get to the top of the wall, and they get a great big bucket of scalding water, and you pour that on the fellow that's scaling your wall. He's through scaling, I can assure you that. He'll be finding himself back down on the ground. Verse 15, there shall the fire devour thee, the sword shall cut thee off. It shall eat thee up like the canker worm. Make thyself many like the canker worm. Make thyself many like the locust. In other words, you try to bring in reinforcements. Not going to help you. Verse 16, thou hast multiplied thy merchants above the stars of heaven. The canker worm spoileth and flieth away. You see, each year their national product grew and there were great merchants, but all that's over now. Verse 17, thy princes are like the locusts, thy captains like the great grasshoppers, which camp in the hedges in the cold day. But when the sun ariseth, they flee away, and their place is not known where they are. In other words, the leaders, when the time came, they managed to escape. That is, for a while anyway.